dressed all in black. Went down to the station and he never came back. They found his clothing scattered somewhere down the track. And he won't be down on Wall Street in the morning. He had a home, love of a girl, but men get lost sometimes as years unfurl. One day he crossed some line and he was too much in this world. But I guess it doesn't matter.
Welcome to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Unsavory Avery. And I want to apologize for Julie. I told her I'd get her some new introduction music, something really snappy that I like. And I like that, too. I like what they're picking out. But I'm going to kind of reveal some of my musical interest in doing that. And I told her I'd have it by Monday. That was yesterday. So I'm going to get it to her later on today. Anyway, later, I want to continue my kind of format for those of you who are listening to feel free to call in. Julie says, no stress. Okay, great. So anyway, Mark Anderson will be calling in around the bottom of the hour to join me for a bit with some news about some new announcements by a guy named Mr. Biden and the CDC. And I guess it must be Dr. Fauci is going to, I don't know if he delivered it, but I think it was Biden. But anyway, he's going to bring us up to date on some of the ridiculous fraud, the continuing fraud related to that. And but I want to continue my show format where people do call in the last half hour and we get to hear from the people out there and hear what their opinions are and continue that and talk about the topics we bring up. And I want to bring up some future topics that we're going to have. I'm going to take the liberty to reveal one that Mark Anderson's going to bring up in his show here on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He's going to bring up some information on the Georgia Guidestone, and he's going to tell you why he wants to get into that and on his show, Stop the Presses. And I'll help him with that by simulcasting it as well. But anyway, another. I want to continue the COVID-19 tyranny resistance because I do believe that's the latest event of the eventocracy that is running our country and running a lot of the Western world, essentially running the Western world, all of it. England and the Western developed countries, and that's no longer a constitutional government run by three branches or the parliaments or any of that. This is run by extremely wealthy people who pay for organized events, and then they use their mass media cartel, which they own. And they spin the story around the event, and all of government simply responds to it in the way that the mainstream, or I hate to say mainstream, the mass media cartel thinks it should be handled. And they bring on all their baloney experts. They're not experts at all. They're paid tongue slingers. So the tongue slingers come on and give the agenda that they think should be followed. And it's a criminal enterprise from start to finish. And the most glaring one in recent history is 9/11. We've pretty much taken that thing apart. But in the future, I want to have Richard Gage on the show to bring us up to date on what architects and engineers for 9/11 truth are doing in a continual exposing of conspiracy destroy the World Trade Center and part of the Pentagon and create this this war thing against in the Middle East. And we're going to have him on, and you know, it'll be mostly about, I think, their new study that was released from the University of Alaska. Forget the guy's name at the moment, the professor that did it. And they've released a new study that shows that the Building 7, the 47-story skyscraper next to the two Twin Towers, about several football field distances away across the street, that it fell into its footprint at 5:20 p.m. on 9/11 in 2001, and showing that it did collapse, of course, for the first 2.25 seconds at free fall acceleration, which is not possible without the use of explosives to remove all structural resistance. So, but the professor has released this study that they performed that showed that the NIST material saying it collapsed from fires is totally ridiculous. So anyway, we will continue to get into that, and in the future. Richard Gage is a good friend of mine. He stayed at my home before, and I've brought him to Austin and Seguin and other places on several occasions, and so I'm sure he'd be happy to be on the show. I haven't contacted him yet, but I think he would be happy to do that. And I certainly want to talk about and bring up this constitutional sheriffs and police peace officers association. And I want to remind everybody that they did their conference. They held a conference in Texas, just north of Houston, at the Woodlands in February of this year. And it was the first real conference they've held in Texas. And it was actually a training conference. And this thing was, if you went to it, anybody, any police officer or peace officer that went to it, sheriff or whatever, they could get credit, continuing credit hours by attending this thing. And so that's pretty impressive that it was actually accredited material. And and it was very good. It had a whole bunch of speakers. I think this thing goes for about 6 hours long. And it was pretty impressive. And let me see if I can find this really quick here. Yeah, it had 16 speakers at this thing. It's pretty impressive. And many of them were sheriffs, and they had one Texas deputy attorney general. And the essence of this is that they were making the claim that their job is not just enforcement of law, just to go out and make people conform to the law. But everything they do ends up doing that. But their real focus is to protect your rights. Well, see, that's what the law is. You know, law is protection of rights. I mean, let's take Bastiat's definition of the law. He wrote this in 1850, Frederick Bastiat, and he gives the definition of law. All law is nothing but the joined individual right of defense of their property. So that's what the law is defense of property. And, of course, John Locke said a similar thing in 1689 in his Second Treatise of Government, where he said, the sole purpose of government is the protection of property. How about that? It's not just to go out and push people around and make them conform to certain policies made by legislators. You know, they wearing your mask, slap you in the face until you wear a mask, push you around, slap you in the face if you're outside and you're not wearing a mask, if you don't are not let you in a building unless you've had a vaccination. That's not what law enforcement is about. Law enforcement is the protection of property, life, liberty, and possessions. The three types of property: your life, your freedom, your liberty, and your possessions. That's what property is. There are three forms of it. And the sole purpose of government is the protection of those things. Each individual. So just going around slapping people into conformity to some bunch of legislators who do not know what their job is and make rules and pass laws that have no justification, that have no foundation in law, that we are making unlawful laws, and certainly not these ones that are declared by some executive. I mean, just take the name executive, the executive branch of government. The executive can do nothing but execute the law. He can't make law. He can't make a decree. If he makes an executive order, that order can do nothing except enforce the law. Go out there and defend the property of each individual. That's all he can do. And the legislator, same thing, they can make law, but it too has to conform to that same thing. This law must go out there and defend the life, liberty, and possessions of each person, each individual. This is not about the protection of the whole. It's about protection of the individual. That's why government is all based on the authority held in each individual. If you don't have it, the state can't get it, because everything it has must be delegated from each individual. And since each individual, all the individuals are equal in the eyes of God, they all have the same authority. So this whole idea of lockdown, closing businesses, each individual, and I've said this probably 100 times, but we're going to say it again. Each individual has a right to close their business, wear a mask all day long. Heck, they can wear them to bed. They can wear them in the shower. They can wear them everywhere. That's their own right to do that. But they can't tell their neighbor across the street to do all that stuff. They can't tell their neighbor to get a vaccination or an injection, or even worse, an injection of some concoction, an experimental concoction made by a group of mad scientists from which people are dying and getting blood clots and having all kinds of problems, going blind, miscarriages. I mean, this stuff is insane. I've heard the latest one now. They found some living organisms floating around in this so-called vaccine crap. Really? We have now floating around in there, we have live organisms, and we're pumping this stuff into people's bloodstream. What is wrong with America? Have we got no thinkers here anymore? I mean, now England of all places, they had this huge rally in Trafalgar Square, where they had over maybe a quarter of a million or more people out in the street. There wasn't 2 feet between each one of them. They were jammed tight, and they were all carrying posters complaining of tyranny, unlawful activity by government, fraudulent, dangerous vaccines. They had it all. They were complaining of all of it. Phony lockdowns, useless, tyrannical lockdowns, mask wearing, all that stuff. I mean, they were serious, and they were out there by the thousands. And what is the matter with this? The land of the free and the brave? Give me a break. I don't get it. I mean, and we have this vast, powerful army. We got all these guys saluting and driving jets and tanks, and we have our aircraft carriers, the most powerful equipment in the world. And when it comes time to doing what government is supposed to do, defend the life, liberty, and possessions of each individual, they turn into morons. People who can't do anything. They are totally ineffective and powerless. Because why has society come to this level of ineffectiveness? There's not one branch of government that has turned out to be effective at defending the sole purpose of government, defending people. It has not done it. It has allowed tyranny to grow all over everything. The courts don't stop anything. The courts they cheat. We're fixing to get in. I'm going to mention something there in a few minutes. But they're cheating. The courts cheat, and executives give tyrannical decrees, and the legislatures make unlawful laws, and the people are bound up in it. They own no property. They have no freedom. And here we are, all screwed up with all this high technology. We're high tech slaves. That's why I like to call this place Technoslavia. High tech slaves, because we haven't learned the principles of government. We've learned how electricity works, how micro technology and nanotechnology, and we don't know the first thing about society, lawful government. It's just enough to blow your mind. Well, anyway, I'd like to bring people up to date too. Hopefully next week, I'm going to have a lady, Allison Maynard, is going to be on the show, and we're going to get into the latest happenings in this Sandy Hook trial against Dr. James Fetzer, and where that stands in court in the court proceedings. They found against him in the trial court, and then he appealed it to the Wisconsin appellate court, and he lost there. And now he's appealing to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And luckily, he does have an attorney that is willing to take it all the way to the Supreme Court of the U.S. But we'll get into that a little more later after this word from our sponsors. Thank you.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
I like that. They blew the horn and the walls came down and they're not laughing no more. Well, that's what we got to do, is blow the horn, and that's what we're doing here at RBN. And we're blowing the horn, and if we keep blowing it, those walls are coming down. And that's the walls of tyranny, the protection of tyranny that they've set up, which seems like every branch of government now is protecting tyranny. This cannot go on. This cannot stand. And we keep blowing the horn, and we can guarantee it's coming down. We're going to have life, liberty, and possessions once again. Well, anyway, I wanted to kind of think I failed to make my final or main point about this Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association conference we went to, which we live streamed. And we want to market that some more, because the whole idea of this is you have somebody out there that will enforce your rights. If somebody is trying to force you to wear a mask, you can call the sheriff. You can call the sheriff. And by the way, I want to remind everybody, the sheriff is the highest law enforcement officer of your county. And he can arrest FBI agents. He can arrest federal officers. He can arrest police officers. He's the guy. Your sheriff is the man. He's the guy. He's accountable to the voters, and he is there to protect your property. And you need to know this. We need all the help we can get on resisting tyranny and having the guts to stand up against it. And you have somebody in law enforcement that will help you. If you're just trying to exercise, if you want to close your business because of COVID-19, you're scared of it, and somebody is trying to prevent you and keep your business open, call the sheriff. And on the other hand, if you got somebody that's trying to close your business and you want to stay open because of COVID-19, call the sheriff. Yeah, the same guy for both things, because he is there to enforce your rights to do that, to keep your business open, to breathe without through some kind of a rag, through some ineffective rag that is preventing you from getting sufficient oxygen to your bloodstream. So that's who you want to call. And by the way, we want to say this too. If you buy a ticket to watch that, it's a pay-per-view video, about 6 hours long or so. Several videos, six. I think there's seven videos in it. And if you buy it, half of it goes to Mix and Stream, which is me, and half of it goes to the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. So you'll be helping two groups. You'll be helping us live stream and create more great videos on the defense of property. And you'll also be helping the actual Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. So we encourage you to do that. And we have an exclusive right to sell these videos, to rent them for a full year, ending in February of 2022. So if you go do that, you're going to learn a lot and get pumped up on this, and you'll also be helping to the good causes. So anyway, I think Mark will be joining us pretty soon, and we'll get into some more of this. Maybe with all of this eventocracy, you know, we waste so much time in elections and trying to pass good laws that are just overturned in moments by eventocracy. These wealthy, super wealthy people just throw out there another event like COVID-19, and all the work all these people have been doing to trying to pass laws, it's made government, the three branches of government, just flat useless. These things are useless. It takes the citizens years and years of educating the citizenry, passing laws, and it's all gone in a minute. Well, we'll be right back in a few more seconds after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
There's a pain in my side that I keep traveling on. Bring peace to this troubled land. It's dark out here, I can't read those signs. Bring peace to the troubled land. Hurricane on the horizon. Judgment getting closer all the time. I can't find tomorrow. Bring peace to this troubled land.
All right. Like the sound of that. Okay. We have Mark with us, Mark Anderson, from the Stop the Presses show. And I want to encourage callers to call in as soon as he reports on this Mr. Biden's announcement about changes in the COVID-19 restrictions. Do you have any information on that, Mark, about that?
Well, mainly my own opinion, although I can accurately cite what he said about 2 hours ago on the north lawn of the White House, as I understand it. This is the second time in the last 2 to 3 weeks that Biden has interrupted normal programming to make one of his big announcements. The last one was when he claimed that we were pulling all the troops out of Afghanistan starting May 1 and that they would all be gone by September 11th for the 20th anniversary of that event. So Biden breaks in today and says that lo and behold, there's new CDC masking guidelines that say, and I'll say this as clearly as I can, you no longer have to wear a mask when you're outdoors at a park or anywhere. Now you can take your mask off outdoors as long as you're not in crowds and as long as you're pretty much with your family.
Oh, but didn't you have to have the vaccine to do that?
Well, yes.
Based on, we still have to do that unless we've had the vaccine.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the other half of the coin. If you've had the vaccine, you can take the mask off outdoors unless you're in a crowd, and you should still be with your family. But Buddy says, even if you've had the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask in any kind of gathering or in any place, pretty much indoors, or, you know, for any kind of concert or grouping or whatever. See, so there's all sorts of disjointed things in this house of cards being peddled by Joe Biden. You have to accept like 30 premises before you can even begin discussing what he said. And this is so true, Ron, of the news media and these politicians at the city, county, state, and federal levels. They say all these things, but you have to accept all sorts of presuppositions in order to accept what they're saying. To reiterate, supposedly and allegedly, you don't need a mask outdoors anymore as long as you're not around crowds and you're only with family if you've had the vax. But he says that, you know, you can also be around non-vaxxed people if you're outdoors. He added that in there, too. So and not have the mask on, I should add.
But, oh.
But here's the thing. The CDC guidelines were always, you know, based on if you cannot socially distance more than 6 feet, if you can't be at least 6 feet apart, you should wear a mask indoors for sure and maybe outdoors. But they were guidelines all along. They never were a mandate. So you never had, vaccine or no vaccine, you never actually had to, by any legal requirement, ever wear a mask indoors and really technically neither indoors nor outdoors, because they're a CDC guideline is not a law. A governor, whatever state, a governor's executive order or edict is not a law. So you never actually legally had to wear a mask anywhere. The CDC's guidelines are simply that and have always been that, merely guidelines. And so you'll notice the semantics going on here. You don't any longer have to do something that you never really had to do anyway, but they don't want to tell you that.
Yeah. And the way I understood it, even the guidelines were already there, that you had to wear a mask outside if you could not maintain 6 feet away from someone outside. That was their suggestion. That was their guideline. And now they're saying that you don't have to do that if you've had the vaccination. So that's the big deal, huh? I mean, the big break for us, for those who have had a vaccine, for those of you who have had an injection, you no longer have to wear a mask outside.
Right, even though you never had to wear one to begin with outside.
That's
what I want to tell you. So in that way, they mischaracterize and they make it look like there's this big threshold, this big victory being made. There's no victory at all. They're withdrawing or downplaying a guideline that was a guideline all along. It never was a mandate. There is not a single law in the books anywhere that can make you wear a mask against your will. You can wear one if you want to, but they can't force you to do it.
Yeah, and so that's why I've said it's good to call your sheriff if anybody's going to try to make you do that. Hey, Mark, we've got a caller, Al, from West Virginia, it looks like. Maybe he can tell us what he thinks about this. Al, you there?
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys. Do you remember when they claimed this was airborne?
Yes, I do.
How much air flows around outside than inside your house?
Yeah. What are you saying there? That you're not safe indoors or outdoors, right?
I'm saying that what I'm saying is, unless this virus has wings to fly around on the inside of the house, it would have a much better chance of getting you on the outside. But yet they're saying, well, outside you can go ahead and not wear a mask. So, I mean, I think the whole thing just high up myself, but that I'm just saying, don't forget they said that this was airborne, you know, and it doesn't make sense at all. I can't see the any kind of a sense at all in that. If it was truly an airborne one, you'd be safer inside the house without a mask than you would from the outside.
Well, I think that's probably, now that I think about it, that makes pretty good sense. I mean, you could at least filter the air somewhat inside, right?
Well, yeah, and you don't have the wind blowing to carry it from one to the other.
Yeah, I think the problem with outside, though, is you can't have a concentration of it. And most of this has to do with a concentration of the load. You have to have so much of it, you know. Well, the whole problem with this is there's so many problems with it. The test, we just now found out that now there's several big medical organizations that have come out and said that the PCR test should not be used anymore at all. They are totally unreliable. And so we don't know anything about this stuff. After over a year of this stuff now, we don't know anything about it. We don't even know if it exists. And here we are now. We've got injections and all these mandates and fake laws and presumptions about everything, and we absolutely know zilch about this.
Well, I think we do. I think some of us do. I think you do, and I think I do. And we all know it's just a scam. It's a scam
That's
to
the
get
one
people
thing.
To.
Yeah, you're right. That's the one thing we've learned, that this is a scam. It's another event in the eventocracy to push the world where they want it to go.
That's exactly right. But I just thought I'd throw that little humor in there.
Yes, so, thank you for that. Thank
I'll
you
let
for
you
that,
guys
Al.
Get back to Mark, because I love hearing his research and what he does. And thanks to both of you.
We're going to let him roll. Thank you, Al. Appreciate it. Okay, Mark.
I like what Al said. It's important to make those points, to point out the fallacies in their logics, if you want to call it the tortured logic that it is. You know, the main thing, and my a good friend of the family and my wife were watching Biden's announcement along with me, and they picked it out just as easily as I did. Biden said, you know, go get the vaccine. Now it's open to everyone 16 and over. The whole thing was really just about selling the vaccine in the wake of the Johnson & Johnson U.S. vaccine being put on the shelf due to blood clots. The Johnson & Johnson vaccines have begun to pile up. They're not getting used. And these things only have so much shelf life. And so there's been some big drop-offs. And one thing about brainwashed America, one tiny saving grace, is the second they get even a little bit of adverse publicity about the vaccines, right away they start not showing up at the vaccination places. Right away the vaccine supplies start piling up. That's what this is all about. They want to flatter people, because Biden said they use all these different techniques. One of them is this false flattery they use. They'll tell Americans that, you've endured, you've hung in there, you wore your mask, you socially distanced, we know you're tired of it. And because of you, hospitalizations from COVID-19 are down. Because of your valiant efforts, you American citizens, there's fewer COVID-19 deaths. And now you're going to get rewarded. And now if you get the vaccine, there's the twist. If you get the vaccine, now we're going to reward you, get this, by saying that you don't have to wear a mask in places where you never had to wear them to begin with. So there's no reward. Yeah. And then in the next breath, he says, as he's telling you to go get vaxxed, he's saying, but even if you're vaxxed, you still have to wear a mask in crowded areas. So what good is the vaccine? What good is a vaccine if the very thing that you would want to achieve would be you can go anywhere, right?
Right.
And see, so they offer flattery, they offer a false reward, all because they're afraid at a critical juncture in time that they're going to lose the narrative and these unused vaccines are going to pile up. That's what it's about. And Biden must have repeated 3 or 4 times, go get vaxxed. Do it today, he said. It's a wonder he didn't pound on the podium, you know, this fraudster in the White House. So there you go.
All right. Well, we got a caller, Andrea from Oklahoma. Tell us what you're thinking.
Okay. I've got a couple of things. The first thing, were there sheriffs from all over, like Oklahoma? Were they there at this the sheriff's conference whenever?
Was it in February,
when you guys went.
Yeah, were there any sheriffs from Oklahoma?
Yes, because that's
I believe there was. I could. There were a lot of sheriffs there from all around. So I don't know. I don't know if any of the speakers were from Oklahoma. They might have been. I'd have to research that a little more. But yeah, they were from all over the country. Yeah.
Okay. Now the second thing is, okay, first of all, I'm not going to get the vaccine because it's deadly. But as much as I've talked to my family, I don't know of any. I'm hoping that my son and my daughter-in-law didn't, and my grandchild, but everybody else is getting it, and so they want to do the boosters, and that's what's got me scared. And they're wanting to give it to babies, and they're wanting to make it yearly, and they're wanting to.
You're right.
Get on a plane, if you go anywhere, if you go anywhere, they're wanting to do it, and it's like, do you, you know, strap your, you know, go get with your sheriff and say, I'm wanting to go here and I'm wanting to go there, and you need to go with me because I'm not going to get that because it's deadly.
Go ahead and I would advocate that you go ahead and call the sheriff when you're planning on doing something like that and you expect some violation of your rights or forcing you to do something. I think that's the perfect person. Yes, go ahead.
To get on a plane, you have to get it, and they're going to attach it. These passports, the vaccine passport to go. Your bank account, they're talking about they're going to attach your bank account to it.
I'm going to tell you, we can't have this, Andrea. I've told my family. Now I've had some of my members too get that crap shot. I call it the injection. I told them if you do that anymore, I'm going to sue your employer. I said, I don't want you to take any more of that crap. I said, no more and no more for any of your family members. I'm done. I've had it. This is a criminal endeavor, the whole thing. And we need to stand up against this stuff.
I'm with you.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea.
I'm with you. I just haven't gone to Walgreens and stood out there with one of your signs.
Well, you need to download them from our site, alawfulgovernment.com.
Yeah.
And,
I know exactly where they are. I went there when you were talking about them last week.
Super. You're a sweetheart.
No, I just haven't gone to Walgreens and stood out there and really, you know, because you know your law. And I think that really helps quite a bit to know where you stand. I really respect that.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Learn the law. You can learn it right there at Lawful Government and even on the part that deals with the COVID-19. Stand on it and make yourself feel better. And even about your family, you go down and show the rest of your family that you ain't taking any more of this tyrannical crap.
Well, they're all teachers, and for the teachers, and they're all in Texas. My niece is just going to Texas A&M in Galveston, and she's just took her second shot, and she's only 17.
This is terrible. It's worse on the young because, yeah, the more active your immune system, the more trouble you're going to get into. So I would be bold in front of the rest of your family and go down in front of Walgreens and protest their crappy show they put on about roll up your sleeves, all that tyrannical stuff. The more people that do that, the more people see people just go along to get along. That's all they're doing is just mass conformity. We need to show them, hey, this is quit doing that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrea. We'll be right back after this word.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We'll be right back.
you, Julie, for getting us pumped up again. I need that music. We all need some powerful music. And I think Al from West Virginia has called back with a quick question. I bet it might even be for Mark. So what do you got to say, Al?
Well, what I got to say is from that last lady there, and you talked about the protesting. Tell you what, everybody wear long sleeves, put some cheap padlocks on your sleeves as you would, what do you call them? I just had it on the tip of my tongue, cufflinks.
Yeah, oh, okay.
When you hold them signs up, that way you can see the padlocks on your sleeves, and then go protest.
Yeah,
you either that or protest a different direction and put handcuffs on, one or the other. But yeah. Anyhow, I'll let you off here so you can get back to Mark.
Okay, thank you, Al.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good way to dramatize the protest. That's a great idea, Al. Using a little theater and a little metaphor and symbolism like that is a good idea. Speaking of metaphor and symbolism, real quick, I know the show's winding up, but on the legislative front, I don't want to forget this. Over in Hartford, Connecticut, the state Senate might be voting now, Ron, or they're going to vote a little later today on whether, get this, to do away with and to basically end the whole idea of a religious exemption for childhood vaccines in Connecticut. So if the Senate follows the House and the governor signs it, Connecticut parents no longer will have a religious exemption for their kids regarding childhood vaccines.
Okay, that gives me a great idea, Mark. I'm so glad you brought that up. I've been talking about this for years. I even have a whole series of Sunday talks at livestream.com, Sunday Talk 1, 2, and 3, and they have 30 videos on each one. I'm tired of it. And not only am I going to protest in front of Walgreens, I'm going to protest in front of churches. This is this COVID business and this vaccine stuff is an attack on the image of God. It's attack upon the church. What is the matter with these people? Wake up. Defend the kingdom. The kingdom's been created, and we have been placed in charge of it until Jesus gets back, and we're not doing anything? My God, do you think we're going to be rewarded by Christ upon his return when we have done nothing? Well done, good and faithful servant. Are we going to hear that? Or are we going to hear, what have you been doing?
Good point, because everybody got their Schofield Bibles over the last century or so, and we're told that Christians have no place in civic society and that the kingdom was purely an otherworldly thing. Darby and Schofield took care of that and basically neutered Christianity.
But thank you very much, Mark. That's powerful.
Yeah, tomorrow's show, I want to talk about the Lord's Guidestone.
Okay. See ya. Thank you.
We all know you're out there.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.